host, Eric Balance, and this is the Resilient Minds Podcast. Join me as I explore the capabilities of our minds and how our X factor can become our Y factor. Now is our time. Hello and welcome to episode one of the Resilient Minds Podcast. Eric Balance here. I'm really excited that today we get to speak about how to focus on your strengths. And you know what, guys? This for me has been really a powerful concept because oftentimes, you know, we've probably all heard that saying where, you know, focus on your strengths, not your weaknesses. And the truth is that oftentimes, you know, that can be a little bit of a misleading step. And I really get excited about things like this because, you know, the definition of a strength is this. Strengths are tasks or actions you can do well. These include knowledge, proficiencies, skills, and talents. People use their traits and abilities to complete work, relate with others, and achieve goals. Okay? So fascinating, right? Because people use these strengths to complete work, but relates to others. Really fascinating concept for me. And the reason I think that that's fascinating is because we always base our strengths on someone else. So really, why are we comparing ourselves? Because what if we're focusing so much on our weaknesses so that we don't actually necessarily recognize our strengths because we're so focused on what everyone else is doing? And to me, that's really fascinating. As we continue to evolve, as we continue to become proficient and really elevated, we want to achieve massive goals, and we are so into the comparison aspect, right? We compare ourselves to others. Now, you're probably wondering, well, why is this important? We tend to focus on this concept of belief into someone else's dimension or belief of what everyone else is doing and not maybe recognize what we might be doing wrong or seeing how those weaknesses we, so to speak, have are actually ways to determine our strengths. So now you're probably asking, cool, Eric, you know, you're talking about these strengths and weaknesses, and I've heard this story for so long. And I want to, you know, start with a little bit of story behind it. So in my background and my experience, you know, I've really elevated with regards to believing in myself. And that's really the sheer mentality of it. You know, I've been raised, my parents immigrated from Poland at a very young age. And for me, it was a lot of uncertainty growing up, right? So there was a lot of times there where I had no idea where I was headed, but I knew deep down that I loved sports. You know, I spent time with my friends. And, you know, my parents, God bless them, they didn't have, you know, I wanted to, you know, I was born in Canada, right? So although my parents immigrated from Poland, I was born in Canada. And although, you know, hockey was a big thing, it was a huge thing. And while I was growing up, and it was quite interesting because a lot of my friends, you know, they're Canadian born as well, and their families, they came from so much more wealth than I ever, you know, had. And as I continued to, you know, build my own process of course, and, you know, continue to grow, I wanted to always compare myself, you know, build my strengths. So a lot of the time, as I continued to build and grow and create and leverage and develop myself, sports was one of the main reasons that I allowed myself to get into an understanding of where I wanted to fit in. Fitting in for me was such an important way of growing and pushing my boundaries, recognizing that my weaknesses absolutely allowed me to develop my strengths. And sports in elementary, in junior high school, in high school, they really gave me the confidence to believe in myself. And I believe that those were the foundation. And you know, as we talk about foundation, and you'll know that that's a huge thing that I continue to talk about, you know, whether it's in this episode or, you know, the upcoming episodes as I continue to evolve this podcast and grow it, it's been a way of recognizing that what we are really doing at a foundational level allows us to recreate ourselves and make ourselves better each and every day. And sometimes those foundations are completely messed up. They're not true. They don't exist. Or we have created some sort of limiting belief based around those foundations. And the reason I can say that to me is, is because, you know, we all tend to grow up. You know, and myself, when I grew up, I had these limiting beliefs of, you know, what was possible. I thought that, you know, I wasn't able to, you know, create a more fulfilling lifestyle, or, you know, I had to work a 9-to-5. And these things, as we continue to build tasks and recreate ourselves, we start to essentially hold down a fort and create a lifestyle by design. Now, how did that look like for me? Well, you may ask, okay, well, you know, Eric, you know, you're doing this podcast thing, you're working online, you're doing these things, and maybe some of them have even come easy to you, but some of them have not. I have to say that the whole journey, no matter what, I want you to know that has been quite a unique one for me. And I remember, you know, sports being one thing that consistent, but as I continued to grow, I recognized that, you know, I was born on this idea, this ideology that, you know, you wake up, you get old, you gotta have a job, you gotta have a good paying job, you gotta pay the bills, you gotta get the white picket fence, you gotta get the wife. And once I, you know, thought about it, I thought, you know, is that really what's gonna make me happy? So, you know, going into this type of lifestyle, you thought that because that's all you believed. So as I continued to, you know, focus on the strengths that I thought that I had, I went into welding. So I went into this blue collar industry, you know, in the oil field. I'm from Alberta. Shout out to all you Canadians, Albertans out there. And, you know, I came from this town called Edmonton. And, you know, Edmonton was so oil, you know, trade focused. And, you know, at 18, you know, my dad, you know, and my uncle, they got me a job with, you know, this local company where I was working. You know, I think I was making like $18 an hour, and I was just super pumped and excited. You know, at 18 years old, $18-$20 an hour. When you're working 12-14 hour days, that's epic money. And, you know, I bought a car. I remember just growing and I remember thinking, wow, this is, you know, I could get anything, you know, I can buy anything, I can create all this, you know, leverage. And I became, you know, and I grew, and I really built this understanding around money that, you know, you had to trade your time. That was just the way things work, that you had to trade your time for money. And my strength, and I committed then that my strength was going to be that I'm going to be one of the best welders. Well, you know, as the years continued and the years evolved, you know, I got up the ranks in welding, and I started getting, you know, becoming a better welder, you know, getting into, you know, what they call back home was like a Red Seal welder, journeyman interprovincial welder. And when it was time to get your B pressure ticket, which is where you can become like a welder and, you know, do like pipelining and do a lot of welding under pressure, it was really hard to get. And, you know, I was committed. I was going to do whatever it took. And then, you know, I jumped into that. And then I, you know, got my TIG ticket so I can TIG weld and stainless. And, you know, some of this might sound like, you know, nothing. But to some of you, this also, you know, probably may relate. And I remember that my strength was going to be, I'm going to be a good welder. I'm going to be able to find a job. Because, you know, in those times when you were a TIG welder, you were highly sought out. And you were going to be easily finding a job. There was no going to be no issues. And sure as shit, you know, like I worked, you know, in the oil field here and there. And then, you know, was able to find jobs here and there. And then finally, I was just like, you know, it was no problem. And, you know, working in the union at that time, it allowed you to build a lot of opportunity around your wage, around, you know, your freedom when you were home. Because when you were working out in the field, you spent a lot of time away from family or the people that you loved. But that was my strength. That was my strength. I knew how to make money. Money. That's what I knew how to do. And I knew that my strength was to go out and make money, no matter what it was going to cost me. No matter how much it was going to take me, I was going to use my trait and ability to complete whatever work was necessary and achieve my goals. And I was relating all of those goals to what everyone else had. Those were the actions. Those were the tasks that I knew that I was going to take on. You know, and as I continued to evolve, I really got focused on health, wellness, bodybuilding, training. And I was so focused. I was so determined. And I knew that I was going to get fit. I was going to be so aesthetically there that was my goal. My new confidence builder was, I'm going to get fit. You know, because I've overtaken this level of, you know, ability to be what I thought was successful at that time, you know, when it comes to the monetary. I knew that I was still unfulfilled when it came to my body, you know. And, you know, Tony Robbins talks about the Wheel of Life. and if you guys know what the Wheel of Life is, if you've ever been to Tony Robbins event, it's about, you know, there's a few different components, and he gets you to color in this wheel based around your strengths, you know. So, you know, it could be relationships, it could be your fitness, it could be your finances, it could be, you know, your growth, the contribution, you know. How does that look like, right? How does that look like and how that can create, right? So how is that important? And for me, it allowed me to really understand that as we continue to build in one area, we actually can be deficient in others. We can be, you know, really powerful. And a lot of those times, that wheel of life isn't necessarily a wheel. It actually can be, you know, if you were to put that on a bus or a car or a bicycle, you know, it's going to be a really difficult way of driving that. So as I continued to, you know, be maybe, you know, on my financial side, you know, I was really unfulfilled. You know, I didn't have the confidence in my body, you know, so I decided I was going to focus on health and fitness. And I went into this, you know, training and bodybuilding, and this was like an opportunity for me to understand, you know, I want to get fit. I want to get healthy and I want to be aesthetically pleasing. And I remember thinking, I'm going to do this and I'm going to win. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do it at such a level of power. I'm going to take all of that self-belief and I'm going to win. And I remember going through that journey. And going through that journey in such a way where you're focused on, you know, your diet, you're committed, your workouts, you know, spending an hour and a half, 2 hours in the gym, sometimes two and a half. and you're just religiously committed to this process. I remember having my coach at that time, and shout out to Dustin, by the way. And he told me, and he's like, you know, he was a guy that we went to elementary together, and he was looking amazing. So I asked him for his help, and I remember him saying, I remember telling him, I'm gonna win this competition. And in 2015, I won that competition. It was a really proud moment for me. And I committed on my strengths. I may have had weaknesses in that area, but I committed to the strength of self-belief. My weakness turned into my strength because I recognized the pain and I recognized I needed to jump into my strength. So my question to you, and you know, there's different ways that this has happened in me in my life. You have to recognize sometimes if you know, people will say focus on your weaknesses and not your strengths, or focus on your strengths and not your weaknesses, and it's going to be dependent on what you believe. My belief is that you focus on your strengths and you become amazing at one thing at a time. But if there's areas that you need to fill in that wheel of life because it's not going around, you have a duty to go there and make it better. You don't have to do it all at once, but you do have to consistently focus on the strength, utilize it, keep it there, and then create a better understanding of how to take some of your weaknesses and make them stronger. You know, you guys are probably wondering, okay, well, you know, this guy, he went into, you know, sports, he went into, you know, health and fitness, you know, he, you know, worked in the oil field, you know, why is he, you know, running a podcast? Why is he, you know, working online? Well, you guys, so after a little bit of time, and again, you know, this is more of a story around, you know, what my experience has been. I genuinely found that as I continued to grow, you know, I was so unfulfilled, you know, that I knew that there was another route. And, you know, my parents would always tell me, go to university. You know, that was the old methodology, you know, from Eastern Europe, is like, university is going to change your life. It's going to keep you safe, so on and so forth. Now, my biggest thing was, okay, so now because I dropped out of high school, I needed to take a moment and I needed to really step it up in such a way that allowed me to connect at a level where I wanted to be fulfilled. So when I went into university, I was like, you know, at first I was kind of, let's be real, you know, at first university is difficult, you're looking at all the girls and getting excited, but eventually I got so committed to the process, you know, that I, you know, was the president of the accounting club, or I was like, you know, super involved in the student body, you know, and I was doing amazing things inside of my university. And even when I graduated, you know, I remember the dean and the president of the school, you know, congratulating me and, like, you know, thanking me and things like this. And I was like, you know, I had all these amazing opportunities at my fingertips when I went to look for jobs. And I got some offers and I went to work for this one firm. And I remember being inside of this business, you know, this firm, working on my accounting designation and thinking, is this it? Is this it? This is what I went to school for 5 years and thinking, is this how I grew? Is this what I'm supposed to be doing? This is what society has been telling me that I need to do to build my strength? Nah. I really believe that there was more to it. I really believe that there was more to life. I really believe that there's so much that we can do when we really recognize our true strength. So after 5 years of school and maybe 6 months in the industry of accounting, I quit. I packed my bags and I said, you know what? I'm going to go out there and create a better future for myself. What did I do? I went back into the oil field for the money. Well, guys, that was my strength. Again, focusing on my strength. So I went back to it. And it's so funny because I look back and I think how many times I recognize that my need was certainty. You know, Tony Robbins talks about the, you know, the six human needs, you know. And mine was definitely certainty at that time. I needed to be certain. I needed to be amazing at the one thing that I knew that was going to always bring money into my account. It was welding. It was the oil field, right? Until I realized one day all of these amazing entrepreneurs starting to build businesses online. And how possible you can absolutely recognize the possibility of freedom and fulfillment while doing something that you're an amazing expert in. And I knew that, you know, throughout this course, I became an expert in multiple different things. You know, I've learned, you know, how to do accounting. I've learned how to, you know, get really fit and get, you know, get the process and, you know, stay fit. How to diet. How to really focus on me, my self-belief. The fact of building my own self-confidence and doing whatever it took to get to the next level. It was exciting, to say the least. Now, I knew that I was able to go out there and help people. Whether it was through the confidence that I portrayed, you know, or perceived to others, people were asking me in the gym, how do I look like you? How do I get fit? How do I do this? And I knew that there was something calling me to get into health and fitness. So what did I do? I started a health and fitness online business. And I have to tell you guys that this was probably one of the coolest things as I evolved. So many people thought I was crazy and didn't think it was possible. And I think that for me, the struggle was, maybe not the struggle, maybe the fuel actually, was if you don't believe that I'm going to do this, I'm going to work twice as hard and make this happen. So when I went back to the oil field, I was working 13, 14 hours and I was literally, in between somewhere along the line, I also sold cars, but that's another podcast, another episode. I got into sales, right? So anyways, the point is that I recognized, I went back to the oil field. And when I went back to the oil field, I was working 12, 13 hours a day. And waking up in the morning, working 12, 13s, and then working the evening. And working the evening in such a way where I was hustling. I was doing whatever it took to just, you know, be present online, show my motivation, show growth, you know, show people that I could be a model of what's possible. Because the one thing that I really believe in, and I always believe in, is that you need to invest in three big things. First is your brain, yourself. Second is the people around you to help you magnify and grow. And the third thing is investing your money into, you know, assets or investments. And that's something that I want to talk on really powerfully when it comes to entrepreneurship next week. But when I decided to invest into myself and really focus on what is possible as a result of stepping into how you create your future, when you can build from the strengths of yourself, the confidence that you have in yourself, the audacity to step in your self-belief system, anything is possible. And when you maintain your composure and your growth in uncertain situations, there's something that's built there that nobody can take away from you. And that strength that is created inside of you is something that will transpire into everything you do or create. Everything. We as humans owe it to ourselves to follow our purpose. Our strength is who we are at a core level. We so often don't understand what we're capable of. And the one thing that I can tell you is throughout these course of action, these multiple different ways of struggling, failing forward, and recognizing what is or is not possible has given me a really, really beautiful, beautiful opportunity to recognize my self-power and my self-belief and how possible the future is for when you really decide and commit. And every time, you know, although me, you know, I've done a lot of different things, when you decide and make a commitment, you make, you know, these things, some of these things I've done like for 2 years, for 3 years, I believe that at each of them, I learned something more deeper about myself. It allowed me to be amazing at the one core thing, myself, my strength, my ability to have the courage and the audacity to go after what I believed in. And every option, every decision, and every choice that was made was betting on myself. And I encourage you to make a decision every day to bet on yourself. To bet on the one true cheerleader is you. This is your opportunity. And the resilience that shows up in your life every single day through your actions is the way that you're going to be able to leave your mark on this planet. This is what life is all about, is stepping in to your focus, to your zone of genius, and to your strength. Thank you guys for listening. I'm so pumped to be here. This is the first episode of the Resilient Minds podcast, and I'm telling you, that if you like today, I really, really am excited to let you know, that we're going to be doing this weekly. And I am ready to bring on some amazing people. This will be so much fun. And if you want to get the replay or if you want to share this, you know, go to ericbalance.com/1 and you'll get the show notes and the summary, and let's change some lives. Much love to you guys, and we'll see you next week. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to the Resilient Minds podcast. If you seriously love the episode, please be sure to share it with your friends and click that subscribe button. Do it now! As I continue to grow, I'll be bringing on some leading entrepreneurs into the show. So follow me on Instagram or Facebook and drop a comment or send me a DM. Tell me who you'd love for me to interview and who you'd like to hear more from. Once again, Eric Balance signing off. And remember this, your X factor always determines your Y factor.